During our current global health crisis, we hear a lot about the people on the front lines that crosses several different services and occupations, but certainly includes our medical care workers. This is Lisa Berry, and on the front line at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Ann Arbor is emergency medicine physician Dr. Rob McCurdy, also Senior Vice President of Envision Healthcare, and he joins us now at WEMU. Thank you so much, Dr. McCurdy, for being with us.
Lisa, thank you for having me.
So, how have the past 2 months been for you as an emergency room physician?
Well, obviously a lot of learning. I think we have, since the virus first started, we've learned a lot about how to take care of patients safely, how to keep our own healthcare providers safe. I think we're kind of in a steady state now where we're starting to see some decline in the number of cases that we're seeing coming in. And I think our biggest concern right now and our message to the community is that we are here to safely take care of you. We know that there are people who have been afraid to come to the ER or to the hospital because of COVID. And certainly can understand that. I mean, if you think about the messaging over the past couple months about, stay home over and over again, and then what you see on the media with what's going on in New York and over the world, it's frightening, and I can understand why people have been reluctant to come to the hospital, leave their homes, but we know that people are missing on getting a life-saving treatment. So we know that people have had chest pain at home and not come in and had heart attacks. We know that there are people who have had stroke symptoms and then had strokes at home because they were afraid to call 911 and come into the ER. We know that there have been people who have had abdominal pain and had perfed appendix. So I think the message now is that we need to take care of you, and we can do that safely. We have one of the most fantastic EMS systems in the country here in Valley Ambulance, and they can transport people safely. When you get to the emergency department, we have separate areas for people who are coming in with COVID symptoms and non-COVID symptoms. And we have enough at this time personal protective equipment, PPE. And so I think we're in a good spot. Now, obviously, things can change in the future. We don't know what the next 6 to 12 months will hold, but our message right now is that people need to get these things taken care of. I know people have been delaying care also for the past couple of months because they have been unable or unwilling to go see their primary care doctors. And we've been doing a lot actually through telemedicine. So people are having the ability to be able to visit with their primary care physician versus telemedicine. So
can you do emergency medicine through telemedicine as well, or not really?
So actually we have been. So for the past probably 10 years, we have what are called stroke robots. So we have at some of the sites that I oversee that don't have a neurologist on staff at the hospital, we have used the stroke robots, and the neurologist can interact with the patient and actually do a really good exam and history and be able to initiate treatment. So it's something we've been using for a while, but I do think we've found ways to use it more recently. So to keep patients and providers safe, we've been using telemedicine even in the ER to interact with people so that we're keeping a safe space between us. We're putting in place processes where we can follow up with patients after they've left the ER by telemedicine. So for instance, if we diagnose someone with COVID, they're not sick enough to require hospitalization, we can reach out to them, 2 or 3 days later and see how they're doing. So, there's probably no going back. I think telemedicine is going to become a big part of people's lives.
So let me just clarify. Someone's sitting at home, they're having chest pains, and they're not going to the hospital because they're afraid they're going to get COVID? Is that the reason?
Yeah. So we know, people even in normal times will often put off coming in with things like that, just because they're normally kind of frightened and and scared to come, anxious to come to the ER. But the fact that with COVID and the environment too, that's adding an extra layer to people's fears and anxieties. And, you know, I've certainly had chest pain at home at time and thought, wow, is this the thing I really need to go to the emergency department for? And thankfully, when I did go, I was fine. But, you know, it's not something that you can know without, you know, seeing someone and getting checked out.
Well, we've heard a lot of doctors are postponing visits or doing telehealth visits, and maybe people think, well, I don't qualify. This is not serious enough. But you're here to tell us you should get it checked out.
Yeah, and I think that's the other piece of people not coming to the emergency department, too, is that they don't want to take up our time, that they feel like, you know, we're taking care of these really sick patients and they don't want to bother us. And I can't tell you how many times in the 25 years I've been practicing that someone was coming in with an MI or myocardial infarction. And even knowing that, they're still saying, I'm so sorry I'm bothering you. So we are ready for people to come in. You're not bothering us. That's what we're there for.
And did you said something about, like, even in the waiting room, it's divided between possible COVID patients and non-COVID patients as you're waiting to be seen by a physician?
Yeah, so that's a good point. And we actually don't have patients in the waiting room. At St. Joe's Ann Arbor, even pre-COVID, we've set up a good process where patients are almost always coming right back to a bed. Now our volumes are probably 50% now what they normally are. And that's something we're seeing across the country. So there should be no delay in coming to be seen by a provider.
I'm afraid to ask what's happening to the people who aren't coming in. Are you hearing statistics about people not seeking treatment and having negative outcomes, should we say?
Yep. So we're seeing people who come in later with their stroke symptoms, and now those stroke symptoms are permanent. We've seen people that will come in a week later after their chest pain and have already had their heart attack. And at that point, there's not a whole lot we have to offer them. And we also know across the country that there's been an uptick in the number of people dying at home. So I think people are waiting too long. They're, you know, even when they do call 911, it's often to the point where they're really an extremis. And, so the number of scene calls where people are getting resuscitated actively or are actually found, you know, deceased has gone way up. And that's, you know, across the country again.
So you're here to tell us that if you are experiencing any serious health conditions, that the hospital is okay to treat you and that the sooner you get seen, the better.
Absolutely. I've told my friends and family there is no reason not to seek care for an emergency condition. And even if you're not sure, we want to take care of you and we'll figure it out for you.
And is there any precautions we should take before coming in? Should we wear a mask or bring gloves?
Right. So we do ask everyone to wear a mask. Also at St. Joe's, when you come in, and this includes all of us healthcare providers, we're asked questions about how we feel. If you're a patient, you will probably get your temperature checked when you come in the door. And based on that assessment, if we think that you may be at risk for coming in with something that's related to COVID, we have a special designated area of the ER for you. And again, in the hospital, if you require to be hospitalized.
I know, I think about even women giving birth, and you kind of, unless you have made other arrangements, have to go to the hospital. And can you just quickly address that every precaution is being taken to make sure everyone's protected from COVID-19 when getting any kind of medical treatment at a hospital?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And the next phase for us would be, you know, to reopen elective surgeries, although that's going to be done thoughtfully. And when we know we have enough testing in place, to be able to provide that care for people in the hospital. That hopefully is, you know, a few weeks away. But right now, for any other condition that you might have that's urgent or emergent, we do have, absolutely have the ability to take care of you safely.
So don't wait.
Don't wait.
That is Dr. Rob McCurdy, an emergency medicine physician at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Ann Arbor. Thanks so much for talking to us on WEMU, and please stay well.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it. You be well also.